He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Interesting show for you today. You know that I've been scouring the internet to find a headset that's noise canceling, but not the typical headset. I just want earbuds, and they're out there. A lot of them cost, $250, $350, and you know me, I don't really want to spend that kind of money if I don't have to. So I finally found a pair, and we're going to take a look at that today, so stay tuned for that. I also have a couple interesting apps and a killer streaming music app today that you're going to find this one pretty interesting. So let's begin by doing a tad of housekeeping. Of course, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I definitely will try to answer all my email. Yeah, so there you go. Of course, you know you can tune in The Gadget Professor. You can just subscribe to us on iTunes or just go to our website, thegadgetprofessor.com, and all the shows are there from day one. Over 1,000 episodes right now. Actually, I bet you it's closer to 2,000, but that's neither here nor there. Also, if you want to get the show notes, just scroll down on the right-hand side. You'll see the newsletter there. Just click it, put your email address in, and every Thursday evening or thereabouts when the show is posted, you will get an email that just shows everything that we discussed in the show highlighted. So all you do is click what you're interested in, and there you go. Okay, let's take a look at our gadget of the day. And as I said, I've been on a hunt for these things for a long while. And, you know, yeah, you can buy the name brands, the Bose, but they're a couple hundred bucks. And, you know, I already have the headsets. And the reason I want to get a pair of, you know, just earbuds that you can put in your ear and not the headsets is if you travel a lot, and I do, it just, you know, the case is big and bulky and, you know, they work, but they're comfortable. I like them, but they're just big and bulky. So I'm trying to get something small, a pair of earbuds that I can just stick in my pocket. Now, I have a bunch of them that are Bluetooth and wireless. They're great, but when you're on a plane, that background noise is huge, and they don't work that well. I can't hear them. Now, I wear hearing aids. Everybody knows that by now, and I guess I need special attention to the earbuds that I use. So this is what I've come up with, and you'll see it right here. Active noise canceling headphones, Tetronics wired earphones with the ear corded earbuds with 15 hours of playtime, built-in microphone, noise reduction, aluminum construction, all that kind of stuff. So right off the bat, it's what I want, active noise canceling. So it says active noise canceling will reduce background sounds by up to 30 dB. That's pretty decent, and that should do it. With our advanced noise canceling technology to enjoy uncompromising, powerful audio and give you the music that you love for your work, travel, and relaxation. 15 hours of continuous audio, which is great. In-ear comfort, which is good. Metal construction, which is good, and full control. This is what I really like. Three buttons, inline remote control for full control of audio playback, includes volume adjustment, track adjustment, play and pause, functionality with a 55-inch wire, all for $46.99. Let's call it a total of 47 bucks, and it's on Prime, so you get it overnight. Blah. All right. Here's where we are. Let's take a peek at this at camera three. All right, so this is what we have. And I kind of got it all over the place, but it comes in a little box like so, no big deal. Inside of it, you're going to get an instruction book, which is about as basic as you can get in 1,000 languages, so let's not worry about that. You get a very, very colorful orange card, And it tells you that the guarantee is 18 months, which is excellent. Yada, yada, yada. And over here, you'll see that it gives you numbers to call if you need service. So that's all well and good. So let's take a peek at this device. It's nicely designed. No disappointments there. Right off the bat, you're going to get a little package. And they have the typical power cord. And they have a bunch of earbuds and earplugs, if you will, the ones that rest in your ear. It's a two-part process. So right off the bat, that's good. And also, you get a nice little airplane phone jack here. And that's good, too. So right off the bat, if you take a look at the actual earphone itself, obviously there are two of them, a left and a right one, like so. Immediately, the bud that came with it was way too big for my ear. It didn't even fit in the ear. So I just literally pulled this rubber piece off and this rubber piece off, and I put the smallest ones that they had. They only give you a super large one and a small one. Or a medium one, we'll say. So I replaced those, and it definitely fit better in my ear. Nice, nice, comfortable, no issues with that. I like that a lot. Let's talk about the plug. The plug is the TSR plug, very common for use in the older iPhones. You can convert the newer iPhones, by the way, to use this plug. Anything you want to plug into it, your MP3 player, you want to plug these into your laptop, your iPad, whatever, the standard plug, no biggie there. On the end of this, on one end of this, you have the little control panel. This is where all the stuff starts. So first of all, you need to charge this up. They give you the power cord, and right here, you will see that there's a jack, and this is obviously where you power it up. I always, when I get something new, power it up and let it charge overnight. So no biggie there. Now this is going to last 15 hours, which is excellent. On the other side, this is where all the stuff begins. So right here, you can see a little LED light right there. And right here is nothing more than an on and off switch. So to get these to work, you turn it on and you'll see this light lit up here. I'll turn it off again. Just watch it. It will go on and off. Let me see where there it is. So it's off and the LED is off. And now there you go. It's on right there. And what's also nice is in the actual set itself, the headset itself, this is an actual LED light right in there. So again, right now, again, it's hard to see, but you can see it shining. So it's on, and right there, it's off. And I think you can catch the green, but you can see on, off. In any event, that works real nice. So you can turn it on and off. Down here, attached to the ear set itself, is the volume control. So on, I'm sorry, minus is going to make it lower, the plus is going to make it louder, and then right here in the middle you have a pause or a change track. So all the necessities are really nice. So let's see how these work. Well, not much to it. You're going to put one in one ear, make sure you get the left ear, and that goes in like so, and here's my right ear. So you can see I'm fumbling to get them in. There's a little angle there that you got to get it at, and you can see I'm still fumbling to get it in. Still fumbling to get it in. So right off the bat, you know, even though it fits in my ear, they're not staying in my ear. That's a problem. That's a big problem. It's annoying. I've got the smallest possible. They just don't stay in. And I don't have any other things to try, so that's a pain. So even if you were to hold them in, here's the thing. When I put these on and, you know, I finally get them in my ear to stay after, I don't know, 10 minutes, and they don't really stay well, no matter what I do, turning this on or off, they don't work. They don't work at all. When I turn the power button on for noise canceling, it increases the sound. It doesn't cancel out the noise. So I think the theory behind these things is if you have a noise like a plane engine in the background and you turn on the noise canceling switch, instead of backing off the noise canceling, in other words, canceling out the background sound, it increases the sound in the headset. Well, I don't want it louder than the engine. I'm trying to cancel out the background, so I give it a zero in terms of you know, active noise canceling. It just increases the volume, but it doesn't make it any better. Makes it worse. Plus, The volume control doesn't work at all. Plus, mine, it doesn't matter. It doesn't work. So all I could tell you is a zero with these. Now, in all fairness, I did call the 800 number, and their tech support answered immediately, which was great. They were very nice. And I told them what the problem was, and I said, I just got them. They're a day old. And they said, no problem. Obviously, they don't work. Send them back to Amazon, and they'll either refund your money or they will give you a new pair. Well, based on my experience of just the fact that they don't really fit in my ear well, that's enough for me to, I'm done. So I'm back where I started from, and the more I think about it, the more I'm just gonna bring my my 6.5, 7, maybe 10-year-old Bose active noise canceling headsets with me, and suck it up. So I'm disappointed, and you know, in all fairness, I haven't tried the $200 or $300 ones that are the similar, you know, made similarly, whatever. The old story, folks. You get what you pay for, and that is that. So let's go on to some apps of the day here, and our first app of the day is a very nice app. This is called Solo Slides for Google Photos. This primarily works on the iOS devices, but this is free and it's very nice. Solo Slides for Google Photos is perfect for that old iPad that you have in your kitchen or living room. It plays full screen slideshows of your photos on your iOS and your TV, smart TV or Apple TV. Photos can be played from Google Photos directly, or your camera roll, or from the Wi-Fi booth, which is another way you can set this up. There's no ads with this app. It just plays precisely what's on your camera roll or what's on the Google Photos that you uploaded. So this is a very nice app. And, you know, for grandma or grandpa or for one of your loved ones, you have an old iPad that you're just not using, it doesn't take much to power that up and make it into a very nice spontaneous frame. It's a very good use for it, and this app works really nice. A lot of different things you can program on this. You can shuffle, you can have it zoom in, zoom out, you can have it come on at certain times of the day. So it's really great, I think, for the grandparents to stay in touch with the family. And if everybody uploads to that Google Photo app, if you will, you'll be able to see photos from all over the place. So that's kind of nice. All right, this next app is awesome. This is really nice. Again, primarily for iOS. But what this app does is it's called Find Bluetooth. And that's a good thing because a lot of these devices will find only one Bluetooth device. This particular app, and it's free, lists all the Bluetooth devices that are on that phone or that you've used on that phone, and you just select the one that you've lost, and you can walk around, and as you can see, it will show you percentage-wise how close you are. So open the main page to see if the Bluetooth devices are there that are listed, that should be listed. You can sort the device by signal strength or name. You can find the name in blue text and highlight that. And then click on the device in the search mode, follow the dashboard instructions, and walk around till you define the device. Now, that's good, but of course you want to be in the same place that the device is. So if you're not at home or in your office or immediately in the vicinity where you lost it, you're not going to have a good time driving around the world trying to find your device. But, you know, for local utilization, it works pretty good. And I like it because I have multiple Bluetooth devices, and I've used this more than once. And it works really well. They also have other in-app purchases if you so desire and you like the app. It's pretty good, so you may want to check that out. Now, this next app, I must tell you, I have never tried it. It's called Train Away. It's going to cost you $1.99, call it $2. I do not have a dog. I do not have a cat. Actually, the only pets that I have are tropical fish. And I would like a dog. I've had a cat for many, 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 many years. But I haven't had a cat in a long time. I always wanted a dog, but I travel so much that it wouldn't be practical. So with my fish, I just put this little canister on the aquarium, push the button, and I can go away for 2 months, and the thing just rotates and feeds itself. aquarium looks great. Love it. Anyway, getting back to the app. Train away, dog training. You know, your dudes out there like Mr. Goldstein in Pennsylvania there, you might want to try this out. Train away. It's the first app of its kind. Train away is the first smart dog training tool that allows users to train their pets while they're not home. So I don't know how it works, but it looks like there's a lot of different sounds. Airport babies, car noises, city noises, dog noises, door noises, knocking door noises, fireworks, footsteps. And you can start and stop it. You can have so many repetitions per hour. I don't know. But if any of you folks have dogs out there and you want to try the app out, let me know how it works. For $2, might be worth it. Might be fun. Maybe you just want to listen to car noises or something. You can use it for that too. All right. This next app is called PDF All Pro. And again, this is going to set you back $2, only available for iOS. This one I really like. You can scan in documents. You can scan in receipts. It automatically creates a PDF file for you, which is nice. You can search on those, which now makes it real nice. You can crop them. You can edit them. You can share them via email, Dropbox, Google Drive, all that stuff. And you can easily handwrite something, take a photo of that with your phone, and bam, you have a PDF file. So that's nice. You also can change and manipulate the layout. So this is very nice. And if you're looking for a PDF app to make instant PDFs, this is pretty nice. The other thing is if you take your camera and take a photo, it will make the photo a PDF. So that's kind of nice too. Now, this last app is our killer app of the day, available on any platform. This is called YouTube Music. It streams songs and music videos. This is a killer app. YouTube Music is a new music video app that allows you to easily find what you're looking for and discover new music. Get playlists, recommendations served to you based on the content and the different tastes that you may have. This is completely re-imaged music service with official releases from your favorite artists. Find the music you want, easily find albums, singles, live performances, covers, and remixes for what you're looking for. You don't know the song name, just search the lyrics or describe it. It's going to find the song. Very nice, kind of like the Shazam app, but this one's on steroids. It's very cool. You can discover new music, get music recommendations based on your taste, your location, and even the time of the day. You can make a hot list. You can make a hot list of what's trending. Uninterrupted music with the premium. Listen ad-free. Don't worry about music stopping when you lock your screen. You can use this with other apps while you're listening to music. You can also download your favorites by enabling the offline mixtape. Now you get 1 month of free music premium to listen to ad-free, and there are other in-app purchases. You can decide if you like it, but if you like to listen to streaming music and you want a lot of variety, this is definitely the app to go to. Yeah, I use it. I really like it. It's very, very nice. And that, folks, is going to wrap it up for the Gadget Professor today. I will see everybody next week. Thank you so much for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.